important was it to get Joe back here?
I think it's very important, you know, to get somebody back familiar. We've got a lot of time invested in Joe, obviously, and we like some of the things he's done on the field, and it's good to have a guy back that's obviously familiar with the system and in the locker room, in the room.
You and Mike wanted both those guys, didn't you? I mean, if there was any way to do it, you guys wanted them both.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, especially in our system, as much time as we invest in the quarterback, you know, you hate to train a guy through, you know, 3 or 4 months and then turn him loose to somebody else. It's disappointing. And you know, I'm happy for Taysom. I think that's great for him. I'm happy for Joe. He's back on the roster. So, you know, it's a win-win. But you spend a lot of time with these guys, the relationships you build, and the work relationship and the productivity that you see these guys grow through and become better quarterbacks. It's, you know, it's a little frustrating. But that's part of the game. Happy for both of them.
You hopefully will only see number 7 in mop-up duty and blowout victories this year. But how much growth did you see, and were there any, I mean, you said you didn't think there was going to be a lot of regression from not being able to play last preseason mostly, but did you see some things that maybe he would have been further along with had he not?
Yeah, no, you know, I was proud of Brett. You know, I think he still has ways to go, but he still has room for growth. You know, he was very productive in the preseason. You know, his numbers were good. His decision making was good. For the most part, his feet were a positive. So he made strides. You know, sure, you'd love to have him playing now in 3 full preseasons. Wasn't the way it went, but happy where he ended up in the preseason.
Did you pay more attention than you would have to some of the pass protection drills with the running backs in camp this year, given that there's so many new faces there, and obviously that's a big area of security when it comes to Aaron? Is that something you maybe look at a little bit closer in a season like this?
No, not really. You know, I know those guys will be ready. They're well trained. You know, all of them show ability to protect physically and mentally. So, you know, I didn't really pay any more attention than normal.
Alex, I asked Rodgers about this yesterday, and he said, you know, hopefully we're having this conversation late in the year. But what do you think it would say about him, even with everything he's accomplished? And what do you think it would mean to him to be an MVP again? I mean, I got the sense last year was kind of ticked. He thought he probably should have got more votes, et cetera. What do you think that would mean to him, and what do you think it would say about him?
Well, obviously, you know, it would say about the type of work ethic he has and the consistency of his play. To be able to win a third MVP, it'd be, you know, outstanding for him. You know, I obviously don't want to put pressure on Aaron to be the MVP, but he's our MVP, and that's good enough for us.
He's got a chance on Sunday, and if it's not Sunday, it'll be next week, to go 300 touchdowns, less than 100 interceptions, and, you know, he's a mile below 100 interceptions. You played the quarterback. Can you even conceive those numbers?
No, I can't. And, you know, obviously tribute to him and his ability to take care of the football. It's a strength of his. It always has been. And you know, it's one of the best things he does is just, you know, knows when to pull the trigger, knows when to fit it in a tight spot, you know, and it can make those decisions in a split second. You know, and it's I don't know if it'll ever be touched.
Alex, do you remember how many pick sixes you threw in your career?
No, I couldn't tell you. There were a few, multiples. Yeah, there's probably a multiple.
I'm sorry.
I think there was one here if you go back to 2009. Or, yeah, I think maybe before that. There was one here for sure, 97.
I don't know how Tauscher and I got on the subject the other day, but we were talking about the fact that Aaron's thrown one. And I'm not trying to hex him or anything, but is there a reason for that? Like, are there things that he does or risks that he doesn't take that reduces the likelihood? I mean, I saw Favre throw 3-1 in a playoff game we were at in St. Louis. I mean, what do you think is the reason or reasons?
Well, obviously, I think certain routes are susceptible to pick sixes. You know, the first one that hits the top of my brain is the outbreakers. You know, those you leave the ball inside, those can easily go pick six. With Aaron, I think it's just the matter he doesn't throw interceptions. You know, if I'm playing in the season throwing 20 interceptions, maybe 3 of them go back for touchdowns. When he's throwing 5 interceptions, you know, the likelihood of them going back are less.
How big of a deal is this? I mean, we've all talked about his cadence 1,000 times in here. How big of a deal is that in this game, considering they got 4 really good pass rushers that'll stick out there in 3rd and long?
You know, it's critical every week, you know, and he does a great job. Obviously, he's, you know, top of the league at getting guys to jump. you know, multiple cadences, multiple times to use them, and he uses them all, which is awesome. It helps our offensive line tremendously. It's something we work really hard on, and, you know, he takes advantage of it. So, yeah, obviously we'll be, you know, varying the snap count.
Alex, without giving away any trade secrets of how you do it, when you say it's something we work really hard on, you know, Jari was saying that he even, like, sneaks over when he's just doing stuff with the centers just to listen more. Mm-hmm. I mean, just how, can you give us an idea of just how hard you guys work on that? Because it really is a valuable kind of tool in your tool belt.
Generally, we'll spend, in one practice, you know, 8-10 minutes in just that. So, yeah, we definitely put the time in, quarterback-center exchange, working all the variances of cadence.